better chance of rain tomorrow. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we should be pretty decent. Monday, well, we'll let Mike tell you about that. 59 degrees now. Mike will be here in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Illinois House has approved a state budget package, but it has an uncertain future, as Sean Crawford reports.
Dozens of Democrat-backed measures that would provide a range of funding for schools, health care, and other needs move through the House, from an austere keep-the-lights-on type of plan to what is referred to as wish lists. The package offers a smorgasbord of options to pay for government. While ruling Democrats see it as a way to get a new budget and adjourn before the end of the month, Republicans who've had little say in the negotiations call it a charade. Litchfield House Democrat Gary Hannig sparred with Republican Roger Eddy of Hudsonville.
This is the best that we have, Representative, because you have no budget.
Representative.
So we're working to put a budget together that makes sense.
That's absolutely disingenuous to stand up today
it is not,
and say we haven't offered a budget
Where
when during
it?
This process we've had no input.
The measures now move to the state Senate, but that chamber might not want to move forward with the House's version. The Senate is working on its own budget plan. Both chambers must agree on the same legislation before their work is done. Governor Rob Blagojevich has been on the sideline during most of the talks, but he could keep lawmakers in Springfield if he chooses. Neither the House or Senate plan are on par with the spending plan Blagojevich has proposed. I'm Sean Crawford.
Workers at the Illinois Department of Transportation's Division of Traffic Safety held a protest outside of the department's main building in Springfield Wednesday. They're fighting the proposed transfer of nearly 150 jobs to Southern Illinois. Eric Hostetter is with the union representing the workers.
This is just the beginning of our public fight to get our message out that this is a bad idea. We're doing everything we can to make sure that everybody knows that this is a horrible idea with horrible rationales, as verified by our local legislative leadership.
The move was announced earlier this month and billed as a cost-cutting decision. No details on the exact location or time of the transfers have been announced. Public hearings are required before the state jobs can be moved. Authorities in Danville are investigating an overnight shooting that left a local man dead. Vermilion County Coroner Peggy Johnson says 28-year-old Kenneth Sims was pronounced dead early this morning at Provena United Samaritan's Medical Center. The shooting occurred on the city's east side in the 1900 block of Deerwood Drive. An autopsy is scheduled for today, and the shooting is under investigation by the coroner and Vermilion County Sheriff's Department. A childhood friend of the alleged victim in the R. Kelly child pornography trial was unflappable yesterday as the R&B star's attorneys tried to discredit her testimony. Sima Jamison testified her longtime friend is the female in the explicit video. She said she knows about the alleged victim's face as well as she knows the back of her own hand. The 24-year-old hairstylist withstood a barrage of questions from the defense attorney, Sam Adams Jr., an aunt and an uncle of the alleged victim also identified the female on the tape as their niece yesterday. Kelly has pleaded not guilty to charges he videotaped himself having sex with a female as young as 13. The University of Illinois is planning to expand towards Asia. The U of I Board of Trustees will vote today in Chicago on a new research center to be set up in Singapore. The new facility will develop and combine technologies to make immediate error-free analysis when dealing with huge amounts of data. U of I engineering professor Ben Hua will head up the new center. He says the new tool can be used in disaster rescue operations, remote medical assistance, or in financial market analysis. Hua believes Singapore is the ideal place for this kind of research.
Well, it actually provides us with a unique opportunity to launch our research into the international arena.
Hua says ASTAR, Singapore's Agency for Science, Technology, and Research, will sponsor the project. He says ASTAR would contribute about $50 million over the next 5 years. Hua says the project would involve about 100 faculty members and students if the U of I trustees approve it today. Indianapolis will install tamper-proof donation boxes at downtown locations frequented by panhandlers in an effort to discourage begging. A spokesman for Mayor Greg Ballard says the mayor and advocates for the homeless will unveil the boxes today. The money placed in the boxes will go to groups that help the homeless. Earlier this year, Ballard announced tighter enforcement of the city's panhandling laws. He also began a public awareness campaign to encourage people to give to charities rather than panhandlers. The mayor has also suggested that panhandlers buy a license as street vendors do. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35. Mike Sola joins us for another in-depth look at weather here on AM 580. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
Man, we need to get through a chance of some rain over the next, 24 hours or...
36 hours.
36 hours, and a couple of decent days into most of the weekend. Two-thirds of the weekend looking really good.
And I'm sure I won't be the only one out there trying to get in a golf game this weekend.
Ooh.
Yes, the doctor gave me approval yesterday.
Ooh.
And I do have to... thank him, and he is the son of one of our sponsors, Dr. Arlo Bain.
Oh, yeah.
Veterinarian in the former city area.
Yeah.
His son, Robert Bain, the surgeon who worked on my shoulder, and I tell you, I told him if they ever need somebody to be on a billboard saying,